Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum. This is Lantern. On the continuation of Lantern, we have an interesting story. Of course, after listening to this story, we have the speech of the scholar and the important points of this story. Ayatollah Burujerdi was one of the great marja in the Islamic world. It has been narrated about the spiritual station of the great marja Ayatollah Muhammad Hussein Burujerdi that he had made a vow or nadr that if he ever uttered inappropriate words when angry, he would fast for a whole year to train his soul. Indeed, he had a very lofty station. He himself has said, "Before I came to the city of Qom, I used to hear the voices of the angels, but after I arrived here and became occupied and busy in the role of marja, I lost that blessing." Ayatollah Burujerdi had made a vow in order to train his soul that if he ever said something unbenefiting in anger, he would fast one whole year. One day he was sitting teaching a class in Burujerd. At these times he had a great presence and a special dignity. A student began to argue with him and he answered his query. He raised another objection which was also answered. However, when he objected a third time, Ayatollah Burujerdi became momentarily angry and with an annoyed tone he said from the pulpit, "Be quiet, young man." However, realizing that he had done, as soon as he finished his class, he called that student and in front of the whole class, he bowed and kissed his student's hand and gave him a cloak and 500 tumans, a reasonable amount in those days, and then said, "Forgive the mistake of Burujerdi. I do not understand how the reins of my soul slipped from my hands and why I ask you to be quiet in front of everyone." From the very next day, Ayatollah Burujerdi began to fast just for one harsh word, which in itself was neither backbiting nor a lie.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله dear audience welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio This is Zainab Musavi and what we do in this program is to listen to certain religious stories and then try to talk about some of the moral themes and lessons that we can take from these stories in order for us to make use of them as Shia servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our daily lives Well, today we want to talk about one of the greatest contemporary Shia scholars, who is Ayatollah Burujerdi rahmatullah alayh. Ayatollah Sayyid Hussein Burujerdi was a 12-year Shia marja and the leading marja in Iran from roughly 1947 to his death, which was in 1961. He was born in the city of Burujerd in the province of Lorestan in Iran, which is significant in his surname, in fact. He was taught by scholars of this city and finished a good deal of his primary studies at the hand of his father. He immigrated to Isfahan in 1893 in order to continue his studies and acquire religious studies when he was 18 years old. He was tutored by senior scholars of Isfahan, such as the Grand Ayatollahs and those bearing the title of Hujjat al-Islam, such as Mirza Abu al-Ma'ali al-Kalbasi, Sayyid Mir Muhammad Taqi al-Mudarisi, Akhunda Mullah Muhammad Kashi, and Mirza Jahangir Qashqai. He also taught jurisprudence and usul during his studies in Isfahan. He migrated to Najaf in 1901 after 8 years of study and earning the degree of Ijtihad there. He was then 26 years old, and he benefited from attending classes by great Ayatollahs such as Akhund Khorasani, who was the author of Kifaya, and Allama Yazi, who was the author of Al-Urwatul Wuthqa. He distinguished himself among the students of the late Akhund, for he wrote commentaries about his book that was Kifayatul Usul. Along with these, Ayatollah Burujardi rahmatullah alayh studied under a number of other Shias, masters of Islamic jurisprudence, such as Muhammad Kazim al-Khurasani and Aghazi al-Iraqi, and specialized in fiqh. He studied the fiqaha of all the Islamic schools of thought, not just his own, along with the science of Rijal. You know, the science of Rijal is some kind of historical science about the exact narrations. Though he is known for citing the infallible Imams alayhim as-salam or Ma'sumin to support many of his deductions, Ayatollah Burujardi rahmatullah alayhi is known for elucidating many aspects himself and is an influential fiqh jurist in his own right. He has had strong influence on Islamic scholars like Murtada Mutahhari. Okay, for now, let's just have a short break and we will be back very soon.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Welcome back to your audience. You are listening to Lantern from Arab English Radio, and we are talking about the biography of Ayatollah Sayyid Muhammad al-Burujardi rahmatullah alayh. Well, Ayatollah Burujardi rahmatullah alayh was the first marja to look beyond Iraq and Iran. He sent Sayyid Muhaqqiqi to Hamburg, Germany, Agha Shari'at to Karachi, that is in Pakistan, and Al-Faqihi to Medina and Sayyid Musa Sadr to Lebanon. He established cordial relations with Sheikh Muhammad Shaltut, who was the Grand Sheikh of Al-Azhar. Together, the two scholars established the house of bringing Muslim sects nearer in Cairo. Shaltut issued a famous fatwa accepting the Shia faith as one of the recognized sects of Islam. And Ayatollah Sayyid Hussein al-Burujardi vehemently opposed those who attacked the Khulafa in their speeches and writings. He returned to the city of Burujard in 1910 after a residence that lasted for 10 years in the city of Najaf, during which he earned the degree of Ijtihad, which was awarded to him by the most distinguished of its scholars. He passed away on Thursday, in 31st day of March 1961, coinciding with the 13th of the holy month of Shawwal in the year 1380, at an age exceeding 88 years. A great burial ceremony was held with a great crowd of people. He was buried in the holy shrine of Fatima al-Masuma alayhi salam. Okay, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode of Lantern has come to its end. I hope that you have enjoyed this episode. And until another one, I bid you farewell. And may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Uh, ألا بذكر الله تطمئن